Welcome, Padawans, to the Wannabe Jedi Podcast. My name is Josh.
And I'm Matt. And today, we're talking about Mother Talzin. Real quickly, right off the bat, her name is just Talzin. And that the mother title isn't given to her until she took over for the Night Sisters and became the Great Mother. Which is something I didn't know. So I'm already spewing out facts before the episode even began, Josh.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mother Talzin. She's a good character. Prominent in the Clone Wars, at least. I wish they had a little bit more arcs or a couple other arcs compared to what they have. I think they were planning on having something after she kind of disappears with that Mace Windu episode, but we'll talk about that later in this episode.
Yeah, and before we get started on this week's episode, we wanted to announce a couple of things. The very first thing is that we will be back with our Mandalorian specials for this upcoming season, which starts this Friday. The episodes will probably be like 15-20 minutes long, nothing major, just us kind of talking about how we felt about the episode, and then they will be published on Saturday, so the Saturday after it comes out. So be on the lookout for that. And then number two is, it is election season in the US, so make sure to go and vote, because you should go do that.
Yes.
And that's all I'm gonna say on it. just go vote.
Yes, go vote. Have your vote count towards the selection. So, yeah, that's exciting.
And without further ado, let's get into Mother Talzin. Mm-hmm. Josh, first thing I wanted to highlight, I could not find a rough date of birth.
Yeah, I mean,
I looked.
She's a witch. It's her born. It's probably, you
know, she could be alive for like 200 years for all we know.
Yeah, we see Meryn in Jedi Fallen Order. She describes the genocide of her people during the Clone Wars. So she compared to age, I think she was probably, you know, a little bit younger, but she's still like a young Night Sister. So I think they don't age as prominent as other species.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. She also, it should be known that Mother Talzin is, and what the Night Sisters are these like force witches in essence. They can use their dark magics,
yeah,
as it's called. So it's very like voodoo esque.
Yes.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if there's potions to make them, you know, live longer or maintain their youth. I mean, we saw that she rose an entire dead army.
Yeah, her and old Daka, who is another character,
yeah,
we'll talk about in another episode. But yeah, they can bring all the dead witches back. And even we saw that in Rebels when Ezra and Maul go to Dathomir, which is the planet they're from. And we've talked about that in the Asajj Ventress episode where,
mm-hmm,
and we see that in Rebels where the old spirits of the Night Sisters are trying to abduct Kanan, Ezra, Maul, and Sabine's bodies to have them reinstated. So as a superior force wielding, I'm going to say that in quotes, force wielding race.
Yeah. I guess it's like, it's different because before we don't see a lot of other forms of force users.
Mm-mm.
And so this just brought a new dimension where they are force sensitive, but they're not inherently force sensitive. In fact, I think Talzin has a quote where she says, "I am not a natural force wielder like the Jedi or Sith. I use dark magic to achieve power."
Yeah.
But she can fight with the Force. You saw she was in a pretty good duel with Mace, as we kind of hinted at.
Yeah, she conjures up that green sword using the dark magic and is able to fight it. We see it in the app Galaxy of Heroes, so she's pretty strong. I mean, she's a good leader.
Okay, I don't know if you can say good leader, but she's a leader.
I meant in the app.
Okay, in the app, yes.
In the app.
She's incredibly strong, and I use the Night Sisters team is the one that I use in Galaxy of Heroes because, yeah, of just all of her abilities are quite strong.
Before the game got huge, probably about 3 years ago when I started, I was like looking up like the best team. And actually, the Night Sisters were rated to be the best team in that app. But in canon, inside the TV
they're
not too strong. I mean, if Count Dooku and Grievous and the droid army can take them all out, I don't know. There's something to be said. It is.
I mean, the droid army could take out a lot of people. I think about the Mon Calamari. They were pretty much taken out completely and the battle of the water worlds or whatever it is.
Yeah, with the
droid army won that.
Yeah.
That's Droid true, Army but... can win. Don't underestimate them.
I know, but compared to like the Jedi and clones, I mean, we see more of their wins compared to their losses. But I mean, yes, like you said, there have been instances in the Clone Wars TV show that and comics where they have lost, the clones and the Jedi have lost. But in this case, like, yeah, Grievous, he slaughtered a bunch of Night Sisters, was trying to take the world. I mean, wasn't it all over like Savage and Asajj Ventress, like kind of that incident? It was like after that in the timeline?
Yeah, it was.
So
you are correct.
Yeah. Because Count Dooku and Mother Talzin were kind of working together. Like, kind of, Mother Talzin was the supplier of the, I'm going to say assassins, not an apprentice, because technically for the Rule of Two, there's only Palpatine and Count Dooku. But that's why Palpatine wanted Count Dooku to kill Asajj, because he thought that Count Dooku and Asajj were going to take over and take the mantle from him, the Sith mantle from him.
Yeah. Which is true. I actually do firmly believe that that's something Count Dooku would have probably tried to do if it came to it. I actually have a note on the supplying of the assassins that I'm going to save for later in the episode, so stay tuned for that. I want to circle back to the rise of the Night Sisters.
Okay.
And where we get this information from is around the Darth Maul comics, then obviously the TV shows, The Clone Wars, and then a little bit in Rebels, we see that as well.
Yeah.
So that's mainly where we do see Mother Talzin in. And very first thing I have is that Mother Talzin said in the comics, "Long ago, Sidious came to me on Dathomir. We exchanged secret wisdom, mingled dark side abilities with Night Sister magics. He promised to make me his right hand."
Interesting.
"But instead, he stole what was most dear to me, my own flesh and blood, my son." She's referring to Maul.
I just got chills.
First off, I didn't know that this was a thing.
No.
I didn't know that Sidious was originally recruiting Talzin to be co-chair of... within the Sith. And then I didn't know, like, okay, Night Sisters and the Night Brothers, so I don't know if it's technically, and I don't believe it is, I don't believe Darth Maul, or just Maul, is technically, officially, Mother Talzin's actual son.
Because technically she's the mother of the whole, the Zabrak and the Night Sisters.
Yeah. So... I don't think technically that is the case, but very interesting. Because she also considers Ventress her daughter. So I'm going to say I don't believe that that's the case. But still, it does kind of give you that chills that imagine Mother Talzin
being the actual mother of Maul.
No. That would have been weird.
That gave me, that's what I was thinking. I'm like,
oh, like I got chills. Blood. I got chills from thinking that Sidious and Mother Talzin would have been on the same side.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'm trying not to think about that because I the power, I mean, 1,000 Jedi of a generation, whatever it was, with Sidious and Mother Talzin behind them, forget about Anakin / Darth Vader, those two would conquer the galaxy.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Like
they don't need a Death Star. They don't even need a Death Star.
No. They would have had an undead army that they could have summed up at any time. Because Mother Talzin and old Daka would have worked together at that point. I mean, it's just when you really think about it, that would have been the strongest duo that you could have had. And I guess that goes back to Sith greed. Insidious' greed and not wanting to share the throne or anything. He wanted it all for himself.
I mean, that's... Every Sith wanted that. I mean, maybe not Darth Vader, but Sidious, yeah. He was like, I'm gonna maintain my mantle, do my plan. You know, he killed his master, Darth Plagueis the Wise. Bane, he developed the Rule of Two. And after Bane developed that Rule of Two, you know, master... It would be... master, then apprentice would take over the master, then become the master, another apprentice, back and forth. I mean, for Sidious, he saw Darth Maul as an apprentice, he saw Count Dooku, and then Darth Vader as the apprentice, and then with the sequels, it's a whole nother conversation, but yeah, it's so, I mean, Palpatine has seen at least two instances. I mean, Maul almost tried to take over for the mantle of Sith. Mm-hmm. Not once, but kind of twice. I mean, the second time he was trying to take Ahsoka and trying to do it that way. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. Mother Talzin and Sidious would have been fair providing. Now,
so that quote about how it took away my own flesh and blood, my son.
Yeah.
This is something that I wanted to link back with, you know, providing the assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Talzin, you know, devastated by the loss of Maul.
Yeah.
Was also aware of Maul's survival. So even though Talzin was aware that Maul survived, she did not go and rescue him. And I think that's because she felt Sidious would have known that he had survived. And it, so instead, she was plotting her revenge against, like, Sidious and the Sith.
I mean, okay, I guess Mother Talzin didn't supply Asajj Ventress to Count Dooku because she was already training Jedi, and then her fear and her
yep.
anxiety of losing her master led her to the dark side. So only when she came back after Count Dooku betrayed her, that was when everything, when that whole situation happened where Mother Talzin and the different Night Sisters try to develop a plan to get back at Count Dooku. And then eventually that would be get back at Sidious. So
exactly. So she actually, which is very fascinating, mm-hmm. that in the TV shows, you see that Dooku credits Talzin with providing Ventress. Which is kind of weird to that. He's like, yes, I remember you've applied great many assassins. And she's like, and you remember this Maul person. She like spun her own story so that way Dooku would take on Savage to help plot that revenge. I actually wish that we got to see more of this Talzin Sidious interaction.
I would even like to see a little bit more of a Count Dooku. I mean, we saw a little bit of a Count Dooku and Mother Talzin, but mm-hmm. I would like to see a little bit more hands-on. We got to see more Mace, a little bit more Mace and Mother Talzin, and even Jar Jar. Oh, that! I mean, that was probably one of the better episodes of Mother Talzin, Mace, and I'm going to say a better Jar Jar episode.
Oh my, okay. You gotta bring up Jar Jar again.
Yeah, because he's a problem. He's trying to save the queen. And then he's like, Macy boy, or what does he say? He says something like that.
Oh my, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Master Mace.
what a weird name. Oh my gosh, what a weird dude.
I know, but I think, you know, since the Clone Wars is out of sync with their episodes, you know, there's the episodes that are before, like, the Clone Wars movies, and we see it, like, in Season 3, I think. And then, so I think there were supposed to be some other, like, lost episodes with Mother Talzin and Mace, or Mother Talzin in general, but we didn't get to see it, and I'm just a little bit sad about that, because her story could have been a great one. I mean, in comics and everything, it is a great one. But I'm just, yeah. I would like to have seen a little bit more episodes with her.
So I do want to highlight something that I did say earlier, and I want to bring it back. Mm-hmm. I can confirm, dug in a little bit further, that Savage and Maul are indeed Talzin's actual sons.
Oh.
And that's why they're so strong in the Force, is because they have that innate ability due to Talzin being the mother.
So the other Zabrak warrior that we see at the beginning of Savage's arc,
Feral,
yes, yeah, he's actually another son of Mother Talzin.
No, he just calls him brother. He just calls him brother.
Okay,
it's very hard
to determine who's exactly the brother of who because they all say brother or sister.
Yeah,
but like actual like son of mother. I mean, like I said, I had chills from hearing that, you know, Maul was actually Mother Talzin's son, and I guess even Savage was too. But, I mean, Savage was a little bit weaker, and Mother Talzin gave him magic to become this buff Zabrak warrior capable to being Count Dooku's new assassin.
Yep. Now that I'm thinking about this now, Josh, which duo would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have, like, a Sidious and Talzin duo? Like those two being it? Like, who would you rather face off against if you were the Jedi? Those two? Or would you prefer to have Talzin and Maul? Because they would technically could be a duo as well.
I would be more fearful.
I have
fearful.
My answer.
Okay, I'll say my answer first.
Okay.
I think that I would be more scared of Sidious and Mother Talzin together. I just think they would feed off each other. I mean, we see how much strength Palpatine has. I mean, and his will to become the top Sith and the ruler of the galaxy. And Mother Talzin has the same thing, but I mean, it's not as driven. I mean, Maul has his complex to become the top Sith, but we see in Clone Wars that Sidious still, after Maul comes back, still can whoop his behind, and he kills Savage, and he sends Maul away, and then, you know, eventually the Mandalorian save Maul, but it's just that I think I would be more scared of Sidious and Mother Talzin, just because they're both top tiers in what they do. They're both the leaders, the head of the Sith and the head of the Night Sisters. And Maul, I mean, he's beaten by Obi-Wan as a novice. Obi-Wan was a novice in episode one. And then we see that Maul got beaten by Ahsoka. I mean, Ahsoka was trained, but she was not, you know, full-blown Jedi or Jedi Knight or Jedi Master, because she was
How dare you? Disband. You say that Ahsoka's skills are not top-notch? How dare you?
Her skills are top-notch. I'm just saying, like, you know, she didn't finish. She didn't... I'm not wrong. She didn't finish her training. I mean, we see, and we'll talk about it in an episode, probably a long episode dedicated to Ahsoka, that Ahsoka's abilities probably arguably is better than she could be with a master, like as a full-blown Jedi master. She probably is showing, and we'll see in Mandalorian this season, with how her skills develop even past Star Wars Rebels and the original trilogy. Yeah, what about you?
I will make mine very short, because I do like all your points. I still think I would go with Talzin and Maul, simply because of maybe recency bias. We saw how strong Maul was just leading up to the Battle of Mandalore, Siege of Mandalore. I really believe, if you look at like the pinnacle of Maul and you think of the pinnacle of Mother Talzin, I really think that could be the most deadly combo, because Mother Talzin could also inflict, because it's her son, she could probably add extra, there's probably like capability for combining the magic with the dark side even more so. So I think that they could have like that combined force with the dark magic to make it even stronger.
And that's what actually I was thinking at the same time I was talking. It's just like, yeah, I definitely agree with your point.
It could be. I mean, I don't know who. I wish we had like a simulator that we could like test out to see who would win these battles.
Yeah.
Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes is not a simulator to test out who would win these battles. Just to be clear, we can't do that. But I mean, maybe we could.
maybe. Only if they had, I think, if Mother Talzin was able to feed like her leadership energy to
If you could combine the Knights, if Maul could receive the, I mean, this is in game that we're talking about, could receive the healing, which clearly she can still heal him. We see that when Savage brings Maul back
with his hand with his arm cut off,
and the legs. Yeah. So like, that's she true. Mended all of Maul there, so I really believe that there's a possibility that those two could have been the more deadly combo.
Yeah.
Kind of It's a good conversation, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good conversation to have. Shifting back to the actual timeline of Mother Talzin. So we highlighted how Maul got ripped away from her by Sidious. And then when the Clone Wars began, we see that Dooku recruits Ventress, and then Ventress decides that, or when Dooku is like told to kill Ventress, Ventress flees back and is the returned sister, that's the episode name, the returned sister, to Mother Talzin and Dathomir, and they plot to assassinate Dooku. And that gets pretty close. They are pretty close to assassinating Dooku. And it would be very interesting to see how that would have turned the Clone Wars. Like, if they were successful with that, how does Palpatine carry out his plot? I don't really think that they can, or he can necessarily. I think maybe he still could, but he has to have a reason for Anakin to continually, like, follow the dark side. And if there's not this big clouded reality with the war, I don't know if Anakin does. But it is very interesting to see how they were so close to changing the history, and then we would be talking about the teaming up of Mother Talzin. I mean, think about this. This is a full army and a force to be reckoned with. You have Mother Talzin, you have Ventress, you have Maul, and you might have Savage. They might have still recruited Savage. I mean, that's like four
deadly
Jedi
assassins.
Killers. Yeah. Deadly assassins.
Yeah.
That would definitely take down Sidious. I think if you had all four of those, you take down Sidious. I mean, we could be looking at an alternate universe where the Night Sisters are in control of it all. I mean, if that plot fills, like, that plot of assassinating Dooku actually works.
I don't even think the Jedi would be able to stand a chance against them.
I don't know. I mean, it would take the full Jedi Order, and even then, we've seen what all of those can do in one-on-ones. I mean, those four combined, you take the best four, those four versus the best four Jedi, Anakin, Obi-Wan, probably Mace,
and
Yoda.
Yeah.
That would be a great brawl. That would be great brawl.
Okay, so
I don't know who would win that. I actually don't know.
Let's think. You know what? Let's just for the sake of it, let's go through, cuz I know, okay. At least at the beginning of Asajj Ventress's career, when they do, you know, your first episode of the Clone Wars TV show, the one that Matt skips over.
Oh my gosh.
We know
the
that
the Toydarian episode.
We know that Yoda can easily take Asajj's lightsabers. And probably Asajj would be done. Let's think. Obi-Wan and...
you'd have to think about who they'd be fighting one-on-one.
Mother Talzin.
Mother Talzin. Yoda, yes. Mother Talzin. And we saw that Mace could best Mother Talzin.
So we know probably Yoda can...
So Yoda would win that one.
Yeah.
So then you have Mace facing off against probably Maul.
Maul.
And if Obi-Wan beat Maul...
Yes.
Then you have Mace beating Maul.
Maul.
Savage would face... probably Asajj would face Obi-Wan. And that was a pretty fair fight. Anyone really... That could be a toss-up.
Yeah.
And then you have Anakin facing Savage, and Anakin would win. So 100%. I think you got the Jedi still coming out on top on that.
Yeah. But against the whole undead a whole undead army... I think that would be very, very, very tough.
Yeah. I would like to see the clones and the undead army face off. I think that would be a great... You know, that is what I want to see.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to see. Alternate universe. Let's make it happen. Josh, I'm on board now with the alternate universes.
That sounds good. So yeah, I'd love to see that. That would be fun. It would be really fun. So continuing with the timeline. So we see that they supplied Maul, they supplied, I guess I'm going to put in air quotes, supplied Ventress. Then we see that they supplied Savage with Count Dooku, but again, with the assassination.
Savage.
Could have been a different reality. So that brings us to the Siege of Dathomir.
Yeah, and the Night Sister massacre.
Which we can see the remains in Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that they just completely swept through and annihilated all of them. But it does bring out one of the coolest abilities I've ever seen with the Force.
Which is?
And that is Mother Talzin's lightning. She basically conjures up a sphere around her and then strikes lightning that chains through a bunch of battle droids.
Yeah.
And I think that that's one of the coolest abilities ever. That is stronger than any Force lightning we've seen, I would say.
Even unlimited power or limited power in the Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, even that. Even Rey using lightning, even then you have... Well, okay, never mind. I keep forgetting that Rise of Skywalker, you do see Palpatine just lightning everything in the sky for some apparent reason, because that somehow worked.
Unlimited.
The clone too.
Power.
unlimited times 20 power is basically what it is. Oh, man.
I don't want to. I hated that scene. I don't want to think about that. You know,
I hated that scene. Okay, moving past it. I hated that scene. You didn't like that scene. All right, moving past it. So this is the strongest lightning ability that we've seen, right?
Yeah. Yes, cool. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? But I like it. It's very cinematic. But yeah, let's move past it.
Yeah. So you see that lightning ability, and I think that that's really cool. But it's ultimately not enough. The Night Sisters are massacred, except for you have Mother Talzin. I think old Daka technically did not die in that episode. And then you also have Asajj that escaped. And a couple other Night Sisters here or there, like Meryn, like we highlighted earlier.
Well,
but for the most part, the Night Sisters were wiped out.
I think Meryn was like a kid, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Battle Droids don't care about kids, so like...
No, but they're probably, you know what? The warriors are probably separated from the youngins. So, yeah, I think Meryn probably was somewhere else and then somehow saw the remains of her people, which would be a very, 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 very hard situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just... I mean, we see that Grievous ended up, taking Mother Talzin's actual, physical form? Killing her, not actually like taking her form and it's Grievous inside her body.
We will get them. That would be weird.
Yes.
That would be weird.
That would be very weird.
Another
lightsaber to my collection. Okay, sorry, go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Before we get to that, we do see how she uses some of her magic to restore Maul, like we highlighted earlier. And send Maul and Savage on their missions, which ultimately led to Savage's demise and Maul being captured before Maul escaping with Mandalore.
Yes.
So we go there, we get to that point, and then afterwards is when we see Mace and Representative Binks arrive on Bartota. Where Mother Talzin was.
Yes.
Where ultimately Talzin made her physical body disintegrate into the mist, so she basically evaporated and reappeared somewhere else.
Yes. So that's before before or after the siege of Dathomir?
That is after. Now it's kind of confusing because of how the Clone Wars is structured.
Yes.
So you know how, season 3, the Cat and Mouse is actually the first chronological episode in all of Clone Wars. So you got to keep that in mind that it jumps around a little bit.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was watching that Representative Binks and Mace episode, I thought that was after the Siege of Dathomir. And
It is chronologically, but I believe it appears before.
Okay. It
could be wrong.
I meant in the timeline, because I thought, Grievous... she somehow evaporates doesn't she evaporate after Grievous kills her? And then I thought her essence would be, in the Force, and then she would be able to come back because...
No. But... So that's what I was about to get to.
Okay.
Is that we do see... it's actually really mean.
Yeah.
So Grievous does end up slaying Talzin, and it's at...
Does he get another lightsaber to add to his collection?
No. It's nothing like that. This actually takes place in a secret asteroid outpost.
Interesting.
Where Maul is attempting to actually sway Dooku to join the Mandalorian cause to overtake Palpatine.
That's
so cool. This is before episode 3 that this takes place.
Yes.
So they met together and basically Talzin appeared from Maul's chest in order to get Dooku to forgive their past disagreements, as she described it. And I'm just like, disagreements? You literally tried to murder him. Like, I don't know if you really can do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're part of the Sith or the Night Sisters, you play dirty.
Yeah. And so because of that, Maul brought Dooku and Grievous to Dathomir to negotiate this. And that's when Grievous stabbed Mother Talzin, not once, but twice, through the heart.
Yeah.
With two of his lightsabers. And I actually think that there was a third one that went through his stomach, if I'm looking at this. Went through her stomach, if I'm looking at the image correctly, which this is also in the comics.
I thought it was like all four go.
I would believe all four, but just from what I'm seeing, it looks like he's using two of them.
I mean,
to stab her through the chest, and one's holding the back of her to, like, you know, like how when they fall over, so one's holding the back of her while two are just, like, straight in her chest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of violent when you really think about
it. Yeah,
that
you
was
know,
really rude.
Is the Clone Wars, what's it rated? Is it for kids? Is it for adults? You know.
Well this was the comics, so this is a whole nother animal there.
Well, I'm just saying in general, like, we still see some gory episodes in Clone Wars and Rebels too. Not so much Resistance. Resistance is a very, very kid show.
Very different.
Very different. But
and so that wraps up the Mother Talzin timeline.
Yeah. Very unique.
And before we wrap up this episode fully, I think we could also take a look at some of her abilities, which I also, again, very unique to the magic side of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I already highlighted, but she does have the Force Lightning, which she's used on multiple different occasions, which is kind of cool. She also, as you highlighted, she created a...
sword.
Force sword, I guess. A magic sword?
Yeah.
A magic flaming sword, I guess. It looks like it's just like green flames, to put in perspective. Which, it just being able to conjure up.
Mm-hmm.
She could put people to sleep with a tap of the finger, which she did to Savage on, I believe, multiple occasions.
Yes. And Maul.
And Maul, too, yeah. And Maul. Yeah. She could, obviously, draw herself into the spirit world, because it's not technically the Force.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Doctor Strange
to survive. It is. And the last thing, which I think is really interesting, was that green bubble I highlighted. It's a shield. It's in essence a shield. It blocked blaster fire and force lightning. But if it was like a physical attack, mm-hmm. so like if someone were to like go and punch her, or I think if someone were to use a lightsaber, it would cut through.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what was Mother Talzin trying to do with that episode real quick? What was Mother Talzin trying to do with the moon and trying to take the princess's life? And was there something behind that? Because I just felt lost when watching that episode.
Ooh. One more time? Sorry.
So that episode with Jar Jar, Mace, and how like the moons had to be aligned, and there's like the radicalists of that planet, and they're trying to get the princess locked up so the moon can like take her essence and bring it to the spirit world. And what was the point of there had to be something behind the scenes of that episode that just wasn't ever touched on, unless it was in comics, which I haven't read.
So that was part of it was called the Frangal cult.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to fulfill their prophecy. That was, their prophecy was aligning those moons and taking over the princess. and that would have given them connection to the demon of war, which is what they worship. So that was their cult worship.
Gotcha.
Was that demon of war?
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I mean, they didn't do a great job of describing that in the TV show.
No.
That's something you'd have to look up. To
yeah. I mean, just talking about that green orb, like that's what I know you're talking about the force field, but they also had that green orb of power that was like the energy source for the contraption to take the essence out of the mm-hmm. princess. And it just reminded me, like, yeah, that episode was very confusing just because it felt like there was some kind of, if they had another season, another full season that they could have had normally, I'm not saying the new season of Clone Wars, but just say if they continued with the regular seasons, that they could have touched on and elaborated on more, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. The very last thing I had to note was that Mother Talzin's original look, there was a concept art for Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. It was called the Night Sister Sith Witch.
Mm.
That was the original concept for the person that would then become Darth Maul.
Very nice. So Mother Talzin was before concept.
To be basically Darth Maul. Except it was going to be a Sith witch was going to be what it was based around. I recommend you guys look this up. Night Sister Sith Witch. You can get some early looks. It's pretty freaky. It's pretty freaky.
It looks exactly, I mean, her concept art.
No, scroll down.
Yeah, okay, that does look a little bit scary.
It's like, It's something out of a nightmare. I mean, it's perfect for October, but the Sith Witch concept art is pretty freaky.
Some of the concept art looks like it could have been like a... I mean, Mother Talzin, what she is already comprised of, as well as Asajj kind of mixed in. But with instead of Asajj being bald, it's with like long, stringy red hair. Or like this different...
And just a more gruesome face, too.
Yeah.
A more gruesome face. Oh, that's going to be my nightmares for days.
Yeah, I've been having some weird...
I should have told you to look it up. I'm sorry.
I've been having some weird dreams lately. And that's not going to help. So,
yeah.
I think this is a wrap on Mother Talzin and her episode.
I agree.
So, Matt, who are we reviewing next week?
We have the one... the only Chewbacca. Yeah, I'm super excited. We've got the best co-pilot in the galaxy, easily one of the most beloved characters in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun episode. But before even we get to that episode, we will have the Mandalorian special for episode one out. So make sure to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, my girlfriend got me a big Chewbacca little toy from, not a toy, but like a little plush toy. Matt actually helped her pick it out.
It's adorable.
It's adorable, and its name is Mr. Chucifer.
I get it, because like Chewy,
yeah.
Chucifer, I get it, but like Mr. Chewy could have worked
Mr.
too.
Chewy.
I like the name.
I'm pretty sure I was calling it Mr. Chewy, and then she's like Mr. Chucifer. I'm like, that fits, and it sounds
like,
so
okay.
cute.
That fits.
So
it does. Well, until then, make sure to check us out on social medias at Wannabe Jedi Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at Wannabe Jedi Cast on Twitter. Go give us a review, rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to drop those rating and reviews and tell your friends about us. We're having a lot of fun with this, and we hope that you guys are enjoying it too. Go share it with that Star Wars lover in your life, and we will see you guys all next week. Talk to you guys soon. Take care, everyone. And go vote.
May the Force be with you all.
Jesus. That's...